The Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, and of course, 8 to 10 on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, all here on 1290 WLBY. Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today features, would you believe it or not, the Saline Community Fair. Now, this year marks the 90th Saline Community Fair. That's historic. While the fair traditionally closes out summer in the first week of September, it is not too early to plan your involvement, and there are a myriad of ways for you to engage with the fair. Joining us to talk about it is Vice President of the Saline Community Fair, Erica Drake. Let's say someone's never been to the fair. I want you to describe what that experience is like.
I have lots of experience at the fair because my first fair was when I was 2 weeks old.
Oh, you're kidding!
Nope. I am a fair goer for life. And my family's been very involved. So for me, it is something that is generational. It's a legacy, and it's a heck of a lot of fun.
And why is your family involved? Tell me about your family and how this happened for you.
So we are from the community. We have a farm on Waters Road, not too far away from the fairgrounds.
Tell me about your farm. What do you farm?
So we do cash crops and beef now, mm-hmm. but we did have dairy farm. So mm-hmm. I like to say that I'm a retired dairy farmer. people usually look at me kind of funny for that. But lots of community involvement and being part of a rural community that has a lot of agriculture-centered families. And then, you know, as it evolves into more urban, being able to use things like the fair to showcase agriculture and how it has made our community what it is and just the different legacies and building blocks that it provides is really awesome.
Well, you know, community fairs actually originated in the Middle Ages. When you think about this, you know, they had the rural markets, they were religious festivals in some cases, and over the centuries they evolved into these agricultural showcases, and that's a big staple of the Saline Community Fair,
yep.
isn't it?
Yep. So the Saline Community Fair started when the FFA program had their first
Future Farmers of America.
Yeah. at Union School in downtown Saline. Well, I guess it's downtown, close to downtown Saline.
Right.
As educational exhibits for what they had been doing in their FFA programming. So it was in the basement of the school. People could come in and look at stuff. I think it was a day or maybe a day and a half. It wasn't too terribly long, but uh-huh. it has evolved from that at Union School to out at the fairgrounds where we have the carnival and people can exhibit things. Sometimes we call them still projects or block building, whatever.
So when you were a kid, did you showcase some of your works?
Yes. Yep. So I grew up showing lambs, feeder calves, and beef cattle in the fair.
Wow.
And then also tractor pulling and going along with my parents or family or other board members to do whatever task needed to somebody who maybe had smaller fingers or could be lifted up to hang that sign.
And this is a nonprofit organization?
Yep, yep.
And so how many families of farmers are involved in this, would you say?
Oh, boy. Our board has about 28 members on it, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And lots of them are members that their family have been on the board before. And it's been very interesting to see now when people graduate from college and come back to the area, how they're coming back and getting involved. So we have a very strong younger generation of board members too, which is awesome because sometimes the case is that there is nobody that wants to continue on with doing fair things. We learn about that a lot when we're in Grand Rapids for fair convention and stuff like that, and just the ability to keep going because of the people who are interested and involved.
So, is that the key here for the Saline community? It's the people, it's the families that are still yes. farming, obviously.
Yes.
It's a generational thing for their families.
It is the involvement of people that are passionate about the fair, about sharing a legacy of community and learning about agriculture and teaching agriculture and just being involved with something that you don't have to go very far down the road to go ride the Ferris wheel or eat a funnel cake or see something that maybe is a little bit different than your everyday.
That's right. It's right at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds,
yes.
which is off of Ann Arbor Saline
yep.
Road
50,
as you
55.
Come up to Wagner there near Tippins Market. So
yes.
it's a nice location for both Saline and Ann Arbor, kind of right in the
yep.
middle of those two communities. We're talking with Erica Drake, Vice President of the Saline Community Fair. And the dates this year are September 2nd through September 6th, 2026 at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds. Now, some of you may be thinking it's far too early. We haven't even launched summer yet, but it isn't because a lot of planning goes into it. We're going to talk about ways that you can engage the community. So let's hear more about that and opportunities people have to get involved.
Okay. Yeah, we actually start our planning before the calendar year even rolls over because we can talk about what went really well last year and what maybe we can improve upon. And this year, especially because it's the 90th year, we're doing some different things. We're trying to have some fun. If you follow our social media, you've probably seen the Trivia Tuesday posts about the legacy of fairs before, and when I think this year or this week's question is specifically about when we changed our pricing to pay one price to be able to get into the grandstands and that kind of thing. So just different benchmark and highlightable events throughout the fair. But yes, we have many opportunities to be involved, to be engaged, and to be a part of the fair. We have a volunteer program that is really, if you have an interest in anything that you might be related to the fair, we probably have a place for you.
I'm looking on your Facebook page because I wanted to know the answer to that. And you do give the answer. So every Tuesday until fair time, you're doing this Trivia Tuesday about the Saline Community Fair. But answers are shared the following day.
Yes, and I do not believe the answer has been shared for this week yet.
Oh, but I see a lot of people are answering it. Yeah. So, interesting. There are a couple dates on there.
Yeah.
Recent history, it sounds like.
We have history from the very first fair all the way up to recent. So we wanted to make sure we had a good mix of kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that maybe people don't think about when they step onto the grounds.
So this is a way to engage on social media. Look for Saline Community Fair and start following them like I am right now. And just kind of a fun way to share some of that history. I know there are kids out there that are raising their animals. They're going to be showing them. They sell them then.
Yep.
Very entrepreneurial, isn't it?
Yes. So we are lucky in Washtenaw County. We have different opportunities. We have the 4-H programming and the community fair programming. So youth actually have an opportunity to show their animals twice within their county, typically, whereas a lot of fairs, they have one fair that the community clubs and the 4-H clubs are all shown in one facility. So we have a lot of youth members that will bring their animals to the fair. They're in our Saline Junior Livestock Clubs, and then they can show all of their animals. Those shows all take place on Wednesday of the fair, and then the auction is Thursday night.
I know some city kids who are involved with that. You don't necessarily have to live on a farm to do that. I have one young neighbor who has been showing, I believe, cows for a while. She even had it in her yard to show the whole neighborhood one day, and it was wild to see. She loves it and has learned a lot from this.
Yeah. There's another cool thing about our community is there are a lot of farms that will partner with youth that are interested to be able to help with that opportunity. Technically, you know, a cow in your front yard is not usually.
So this is 5 days of family-friendly fun, thrilling rides. Who is going to be the ride?
We have Elliott Amusement.
You do?
That is, have been with Elliott for a number of years now. Very awesome partnership and nice family to work
now,
with.
Now, do you get a wristband?
Yep. So there's different pricing. I believe there's a pricing tab on the website. Our website has changed a little bit. We changed how that works this year, but it should be very user-friendly. And
you can buy tickets on the website, which is really nice. You can view the schedule. Yeah, the website has been greatly enhanced. It's really nice. And then view the whole schedule there and find out more about the exhibitors, the livestock and animals, the merchants and vendors. How does one become a vendor at the Saline Community Fair?
You can reach out to our lady in charge of that, who's going to be Gail. But that information is also on the website if you're interested. But yes, you can be a vendor in the merchant's barn, and there's some outside tent space too. Mm-hmm. That's typically where we have things like the army, or they bring in the simulator trailer and different booths outside under pop-up tent and stuff like that too. So there are different spaces available. So if you're interested in being a vendor and showcasing a product or whatnot at the fair, you can go to the website and go to the merchants tab, and that will give you the information on who to contact.
You know, it strikes me that while the fair is a lot of fun, it also is educational, isn't it?
Yes. So I specifically run a barn called Adventures in Agriculture. So that is where we can get people close to that baby animal or my 1,700-pound dairy cow that likes to hang out and smack herself in the face with her tongue.
What's her name?
Betty Sue.
Betty Sue. Aww.
She was one of my 4-H cows. She's actually retired now. She is... She'll be 15 this year.
How long do cows live generally?
She's pretty old for a cow.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Incredible to see. Are animals ever born at the Saline Community Fair?
We don't typically have a miracle of life display.
Mm-hmm.
We typically go with baby animal display, so a couple weeks to a couple months old, just because at that point they're not as susceptible to just the shock of being in the environment, being born and stuff like that. And we just feel that it's easier to make sure that the animals are doing good and having what they need. And
oh, I agree with that. And I think it's nice, though, just for people to be able to see little ones, too. And they get acclimated to people that way, too.
Absolutely.
So very nice. What else do you want us to know about the Saline Community Fair coming up in September?
If you are a high school youth in a 15-mile radius from the fairgrounds, you can apply for the Ambassador Program.
Now, what is that?
So the Ambassador Program is something where you get scholarship dollars for being an ambassador, but it's a application online that you fill out, and then you'll be brought in to do an interview. And that's just, you help us out at different events. You have a special shirt that says ambassador, and you may hand out ribbons at a livestock show, or you may help with the talent show or something like that. So you, not really a junior fair board member, but sort of are involved on a different level than the general community, and you get some scholarship dollars
nice.
For doing so.
That's really great. I see three men and a tenor are going to be performing. Is
yes,
that right?
They are.
Oh, I love them at the fair. And you, do you have a whole host of entertainers then?
Yep. So we have a lot of different, we call them stage events, because we'll bring the stage trailer in up under B, and then some different stuff going on in different areas at the fairgrounds at the same time. So if you're there on any given day, there's probably something that you'll be interested in seeing just a little of, or maybe a lot of.
All right. You can see some of the photos from previous ones. There's a pony pull, super kicker rodeo.
Yes. With Dwayne Spa.
And car and tractor show, too. Some beautiful old cars there. This is a beloved community tradition, the Saline Community Fair. And again, it is coming up September 2nd through September 6th, 2026. But you can get those tickets right now online?
You can, yep.
Okay.
If you go onto the website, you can see all the options for online tickets. You'll be able to scroll through what our schedule's looking like to decide ahead of time if something really strikes your fancy. And then you can also look at the different ride passes there. There are some options available before the fair that are different than what you can buy day of.
All right. Yeah, this website is fantastic. You have a great way for people to plan out before they go, because it can be a little overwhelming when you just go for the first time.
Yeah.
So plan out what you're going to do at the fair and go online to SalineFair.org, SalineFair.org. They are also members of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, and you can visit SalineChamber.org for more information. When you look back, and obviously you can't remember when you were 2 weeks old when you were first at the fair, I imagine. Maybe you have a picture that makes you think you know. But Erica, when you look back on your years through the fair, how do you think this has developed you as a young woman to be involved in this?
It has really helped me with the sense of legacy and community. Just being able to have contact with people that I'm not necessarily going to see on my day-to-day scheduling of if I'm at work or if I'm at the farm. I don't always see a whole bunch of people that have questions about agriculture or interested in the fair or just want to, you know, show their grandkids that this is what a goat looks like. So it's been really awesome for me throughout the years as I've grown up in the fair to see the continued passion of people. Maybe they don't have that connection with agriculture, or they haven't been coming to the fair for years on end, but there's always something that, you know, their face lights up with that smile, or they ask a question that they genuinely want to know the answer about. And it's really cool to have that conversation and that connection and to just grow and build community.
Some kids think food just shows up on their plate. They don't understand where it comes from, right?
Yep.
What's the name of your farm, your family farm?
Drakeland Farms.
Drakeland Farms.
Yep.
And when, you know, you look at the times right now, pretty hard with supplies and the increase, the costs and all that. And the margins are so small, too, when you're dealing with food. How difficult has that been for you and your family?
It's definitely the outlook on agriculture has been a rough one this year, but we just keep going.
Keep going. That's what you do best. That's right. And we appreciate your involvement and many other farmers in our community with the Saline Community Fair and making it a fun event for everyone. You can go to SalineFair.org and get more details. Vice President of the Saline Community Fair, Erica Drake. She was groomed for this since she was 2 weeks old when her parents first took her to the Saline Community Fair. Thanks so much. Great talking with you.
Not a problem.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.